This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time for Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller, the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. Somebody out there is putting together an IKEA piece of furniture at the moment. Who's that? Which one's doing that?
That's got to be Bob. It ain't me.
Bob, are you tearing down a crew-served weapon at the moment there, my friend?
Does it sound bad or something?
Well,
what can you hear? I shut the door.
Well, but are you still in the room with everything?
Yeah, but hopefully there's no background noise. I just decided I'm taking a dip.
Ah, okay, well. Please, this is Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about today because, well, I'm just not read in that deep. So what do we got going on today, Mr. Williams?
Well, this is super sexy stuff. I want to talk about certifications and diplomas and certificates and why Bob's training doesn't offer any of it and why I think that's a good thing.
Well, I give certificates for people that need them for hours, you know?
Yeah, but overall.
Like, how are you talking about, like, what people do?
I think there's a lot of stuff out there about, you know, guys will take a class solely to get a piece of paper that they can present to their state and say, look, I got certified here, so I should be able to get a permit. And I'm kind of glad you...
Sorry, more... Yeah, like actual certificate.
Yeah, I mean, Bob's course...
Or certifications, I guess, what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you'll certify somebody in how to stay alive, which I think is a lot more important than being able to get a piece of paper from the state.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd screw myself a little bit because some of the PD or some of the states with the PDs, like if you do have or go through their process, you know, and get like associated with them or get your curriculum certified, then it's easier for them to take classes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that. So there, I mean, there's those reasons out there, but yeah, like for the regular, like, I hate to say it, but like the NRA search, you know, people think that those are worth anything. I don't, when it comes to like actually doing this for real, and how it should be. I haven't seen anything good from those.
No,
and we talked about that before.
I completely agree. I think
money making thing.
Yeah, and the actual lesson plans that you're getting in some of these states that require NRA or USCCA or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, that training is so dated. Yours is fresh.
Yeah, but I think that, I think mine maybe fresh because of fun, and now it's been a long time since I've been in my last gunfight, but compared to others, yes, fresh, but I mean, the way that I teach, I think that is, it's timeless. I mean, as long as guns are still being used for an event, the way that I teach will never go away. You know, right. until we start fighting with the lasers and robots, my methods and just the basics, that's all it's ever gonna be, all it has to be.
Well, given Brother Elon, that could be next week. No, but anyway, I think if you want to get a carry permit, and this is an important point, you know, go play the game, go take whatever course you have to do to get the certificate.
Right.
We're so fortunate now, we live in the golden age of firearms instruction. We got guys like Bob, not usually at his level, but we got a lot of veterans coming back that are capable of giving some good, some real world training. Obviously, they didn't see your level of training and expertise, but I think that this crap about certificates and diplomas, I mean, that's come and gone.
Yeah. I agree with that. I do think there's instructors out there that are still, you know, they might have operational experience and might have been in some gunfights that are still teaching what I would say crap. And it's all because they don't think, I think they know what works personally, but they know it's not going to sell. So they come up with, you know, they come up with the fun classes and the cool classes, doing drills that they probably know aren't needed, but they know that they're wanted. You know, so it makes that fun, sexy class to, you know, for a student to go to, which I could care less if you don't like my class or not. I'm going to teach the stuff that I know is actually going to help you, save your life one day. So I think there's bad content getting out there from people that know better. It's just that they're scared. They're scared to do the basic bar stuff because it's not fun. It's not cool. It's not
basic. Yeah. I would say if you're looking to run a lot of drills, go join IDPA or one of those leagues. But if you really want to learn how to shoot and how to defend yourself and how to gunfight, take a class like yours.
Yeah, that's right. Or at least just better ways to train and better drills to train on.
Yeah.
You know, it's an important thing.
Yeah, I think that gets underrated. I think a lot of this crap with these certificates and these diplomas and these state requirements. I mean, we all know how these state requirements came about. Most of the state requirements, if they have one, it's going to be NRA training. Some are changing to allow USCCA and some of these other groups in. But basically what I'm trying to say in a really roundabout way is if you need that certificate, you're going to get training that has been approved by the state and is at least 50 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm surprised some of these classes don't have people standing bladed to the target firing in with one hand, you know?
Yeah, it is definitely dated.
So I'm very proud to be associated with Bob, who is trying to change the training that's out there and trying to add in some real-world stuff, unlike these certification classes that are out there, which I think are killing. I mean, I think they're hurting the instructors out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a couple of questions I want to ask about this simply because of something that happened with me the other day, and we're headed to the first break. Now, Lee, of course, is an investigative reporter with Armed American News, the Second Amendment Foundation, and he does he is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller teaches a very unpopular course. Course says at gamut resolution. There's no glitz, there's no glamour or anything else, just pure T deadly effectiveness.
Yep.
Just isn't pretty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. And we were talking about training and what is real training versus manufactured training, I guess. And here's my question. Like, I decided to get back, I decided to get back into the martial arts. And but I'm older now than when I was first in the martial arts, of course. And some of the things that I used to be able to do with no effort, I can't do at all. Can't even think about doing it. And instead of, with the first place that I went back to, instead of them getting out there and creating a curriculum that I could handle and actually use and be effective with, they tried to get my body to respond to something that just doesn't exist anymore in my reality. So then I changed schools, and now I'm in a martial art that actually plays to my strengths versus me trying to get out there and solve my weaknesses. Because in self-defense, self-defense is not exactly a pretty thing to consider. It's going to be sort of quick. All I'm looking to do is, you know, poke somebody in the eye while they're sitting there holding their hand to their head and going, "Owie, you poked out my eye." I'm going to be pulling out my gun going, "I'm about to poke out more than that, son. Now, go." Because that's all I'm looking to do, because I'm not looking to get out there. "All right, son, 50 fisticuffs. Marquee of Queensbury rules. Up with them. Let's go." You know.
Yeah.
So, is it your contention? And I'll tell you this about training. Now, I found this to be the case in the Southeast, at the very least. Everybody there for a while that was teaching a defensive pistol class was basically teaching the tactical defense light pistol class. Because I called it the tactical response light, because everybody had been to Jaeger's school, and they were teaching what they had learned at Jaeger's school. The problem was that Jaeger wasn't there to explain to you why you were doing these things that he advocated that you do in his school. So it was sort of like a fourth generation duplicate of a VHS tape.
Right.
By the time it gets to me, is that the problem with instruction? Are there just not enough instructors out there that are getting out there and teaching based upon their experience? Are they all trying to meet some standard that the NRA has set on? Because I know, like for your particular type of training that I can only imagine you do, I would imagine the NRA probably looks at that and says, "No, that's so ungentlemanly."
I don't know, Lee. You've at least taken other classes, Lee, and you'd be able to differentiate on like how I do things compared to other things that you've seen out there. Because I try to stay out of the game on that. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care what's out there. I just do my own thing. So Lee, you might be able to answer that better.
Yeah, I would say the big difference is most of the other instructors are teaching out of a textbook, and Bob doesn't need a textbook. I mean, they're breaking their stuff into chapters. You can just see them when you're taking the course. Okay, next chapter, stance. Let's work on your stance for 20 minutes or a half an hour. I think, and that's how these bad things get passed along. Like Bob, what you and I call, I think you came up with it, range calisthenics. Or range theatrics, you know,
yep.
the holster, pull the gun back to your chest, look left, right, left, and then holster as quick as you can. Because people are seeing that on YouTube, that crap gets, you know, passed along. And if there's an instructor that doesn't do that, you know, guys are like, "Well, how come we're not doing the range theatrics and the calisthenics out here?" Well, because they're crap. They're a bunch of BS. But these guys, because it's, you know, on page 40 of their textbook, they keep doing it. And they, none of them have the guts to say, "No, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid." Bob, because thankfully you've never been exposed to that crap that, you know, is getting passed along on YouTube as we speak, you don't have that, the range theatrics in any of your classes, which, let me tell you, is a breath of fresh air. And you kind of nailed it too, Bill. I mean, Bob's able to tell you why.
That's what I was going to say too. I think that's the big difference. Like even instructors that come to my class to learn, which, you know, is a good thing because they're like, "Oh, hey, this is, they want to be relative, right? But they've never been in gunfights, so how are you going to know what's up to teach? Is, you know, go to a class that with a guy who's actually done it for real, right? And then you learn other techniques, you learn other drills to be, you know, teaching your people. But I think that's the biggest thing is they're not going to have the why behind it, or at least be able to explain this is the reason why I'm having you do this because this is the situation that I was in. They can teach what I'm teaching, but they probably can't explain the why as well or have someone listen to them. If they're saying the why, but they've never been in a gunfight, most students are going to be looking at them like, well, that's stupid. But when I'm putting it into context of the situation I was in, people are like, oh, I totally get it. You know?
Yeah.
So I think, but Bill, you hit it. It is not many people, they're just teaching what they've been taught. You know, like they're going off of a curriculum that someone else had. They don't really have the why behind it. I think that's the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things, that I bring to the table in my classes. I can always tell you why I'm doing stuff.
Now, and why you're not doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask the question, and I will remind you of it. So here's the thing, and I've always thought of this as the difference between a really good instructor in anything physical versus an instructor that is just based upon dogmatic application of something that I was taught this way, therefore so shall you be, that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So my question is, I find that the better instructors I have been with are willing to live with my idiosyncrasies if I can do everything safely, accurately, and with speed. So if I'm not technically this or that, but anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Let's talk about that because I think that's really a hallmark of a great instructor.
Yep.
Lee Williams, of course, he writes and he writes and is republished everywhere. And he just had another article come out about a 74-year-old man who got in trouble for selling a gun or two, and the ATF said he was deriving income from it. Which he probably was losing money on if he's selling guns the way I sell guns, because I buy them and then I lose money. Bob Keller, he is the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The issues plaguing Southwest Airlines are beyond weather-driven, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He tells ABC News the mass cancellations and delays impacting travelers with Southwest show a, quote, system failure, and says Southwest needs to make sure stranded passengers get to their destinations and are given adequate compensation. The union representing Southwest pilots is not surprised by this meltdown. In a statement, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says the mass cancellation of flights was absolutely absolutely preventable, and that there was a systemic failure to modernize the computer software that controls work schedules and routes planes. Travelers from China now require to show a negative COVID-19 test result before flying into the U.S. The requirements go into effect January 5th. It comes as China battles a major outbreak of the virus. On Wall Street, stocks were down across the board Wednesday. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And I just asked Bob, do you adapt your syllabus to if somebody's coming in and maybe they only have the use of one arm or they're in a wheelchair?
On the curriculum, no, I mean, there's certain things that they wouldn't be able to do. Obviously, they're just not gonna do it. But on the way that they do it, there is no perfect way. There's no, I would say right way. It's, you do it the way that works for you. That's just how it should be on anything you do. Before we went on break, like you're saying, if you're going to their class and they're telling you this is how you have to stand or what you need to do and it doesn't work for you and they're trying to force it on you, they are a very bad instructor. No one method's going to work for everyone. You know, everyone's arms are different, hands are different, bodies are different. You have to figure out what works for you. But when it comes to the drills and the curriculum, that doesn't change because I'm just forcing you to do drills over and over. And that's the kind of the beauty of, or the reason why I set it up like that. Because if I force you to do the reps on certain drills, you'll start figuring out what actually works for you.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, on any of my classes, it's my way or the highway kind of instructor. I'm just forcing you to do drills. And, I mean, obviously I give tips and, I mean, there is instruction, but if my way isn't working for you, I'm not going to sit there and you gotta make it work. You know, like my way. That's just dumb as an instructor. But the only thing I'll tell you it is my way is tugging down the magazine for combat reload. That's about the only time I'll be like, it has to be my way.
Gotcha. Lee, over to you, sir.
Yeah, I love that. If I ended up drawing by reaching through my legs and reaching up to my belt and pulling my pistol, and I could do that in under a second,
right.
Bob wouldn't say a thing. You know,
nope.
That's what worked. It would work. And I mean, I look back to when I was certified by NRA to teach law enforcement. I mean, the guys that taught us, and a bunch of cops, they were 100 years old, man. I mean, I think they probably started their careers with cap and ball guns. None of them had done anything, you know. I'd already been in a few gunfights. These guys are 100 years old, and they're teaching us, you know, 50-year-old tactics. And I think we got to break that cycle because instruction is so precious. And it's so rare, especially for guys like cops that are working. You got to get the best stuff out there. And you got to get the certificates and diplomas and certifications out of the way. Anyway, we got some really good questions. I'm just going to jump right in. Anonymous wants to know, did the FBI report kill the caliber controversies, 9 versus 45, 5.56 versus 72? Does caliber even matter? How small would you go? What about 380? Yeah, I think it's about where you hit them, not what you hit them with. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, the whole knockdown power, what you're using. That discussion, people just talk about that to talk about it. I think they just like discussions, you know.
Well, it's
shot placement and how many times you're shooting or drop.
Is knockdown power even a part of the handgun discussion?
I don't think it is anymore.
I mean, it used to be, though. That was a big one.
Yeah, I mean, if it was all about knockdown power, we'd all be carrying, you know, 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum.
Exactly.
With the 5 or 6 rounds. And like 17 speed loaders.
Yeah. That's not a discussion with me.
No. I'll be honest. I haven't heard that for, God, it's got to be years, man. Okay, this is good. You'll like this one too, Bill. As a former Cold Warrior, I am awestruck by how terrible the Russian army performed or didn't perform during their invasion of the Ukraine. Did you guys see this coming? What are your takeaways? Earl S., retired USAF senior master sergeant.
So when
I don't know what that is.
When I was on the border, we would hear all the stories about the East Germans that had the T-72s. And the first generation of T-72s, the automatic loading device in the tank would accidentally confuse one of the crew members with a shell and snatch him up
God.
And slam him into the breach. One last comrade to worry about in that particular
war. It doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know, I never thought that they were ever going to be anything anyway. I saw how they lived in Berlin. I took the Berlin trip and saw, you know, those Berlin soldiers. They were getting beat up every day by their superiors, you know. They didn't have nothing.
I got to say, I'm somewhat surprised, but years and years and years of corruption. I mean, I did a story on how the guys, the Russians in Ukraine, were eating rations from 2002. And then I found the brand new ones, the 2019s and the 2020s, on eBay. They're selling them on eBay. So somebody took their current food and made them eat the crap, which is making them all sick. So, yeah, I knew that the Russian army was just corrupt as hell.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
After the Kursk, nothing surprised me about the Russian army.
Yeah, no kidding. This one is kind of topical. Can you recommend a real world martial art? Anonymous. Bob, what are you? You're a Jeet Kune Do or judo or something, right?
I don't know. Whenever I'm asked that, I think that if you're going to train on anything, I mean, just straight up MMA stuff, to where you're getting the grappling and you're getting the stand up stuff, but not getting particular with one specific thing. I mean, you need to for real world application. I mean, it needs to be straight up street fighting. Well, you know, so I mean, so knowing how to grapple and roll is awesome, but you need to know all your standing stuff too.
Well, I mean,
but it doesn't need to be a specific thing.
In my particular case, at 61 with arthritis in a lot of places, that it just hurts to think about falling down. I have tried.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking about is if I can detect that this is about to get kinetic, I'm going to do something really fast that's going to mess your face up enough for you to be thinking about that. And I'm coming guns up because it's probably going to be a force one way or the other.
That should be the answer.
I have found that for older people, the Wing Chun discipline works, because the Wing Chun discipline, all of the hand positions are the same positions you have when you're holding a gun.
Well, I just pray to God I don't have, I'm not completely unarmed if somebody wants to go kinetic, right, and that I have a gun or a knife or a hand grenade or something.
That's why all the serrations are on the staccato, because you can gather their DNA when you pistol whip them.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I've never hit anyone with a pistol. I took Systema for years. It's Russian. You're going to get hit.
Yeah,
you're going to play with real knives.
That's brutal.
And you're going to get cut. But I enjoyed that.
We're coming up on the next break. We got Q&A with Think Game Fire in the midst right now. We'll be right back with that. Lee Williams, you can find his stuff online. You can find it at Armed American News. You can find it at the Second Amendment Foundation, and you can find it at gunwriter.substack.com, gamutresolutions.com, G-A-M-U-T, resolutions.com. That's where you find Mr. Keller. And once a week, if things go right and Bob's not on some plane somewhere, flying somewhere, doing something like that, you'll find him here, Think Game Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Thinking Fire. This is the Q&A. Lee Williams, Bob Keller, back to you, sir. You were about to ask the next question.
This is from Michael and Sarah in St. Pete. My wife and I are trying to buy plate carriers in gear. We're overcome with options. Can you help me cut through the crap? What would you recommend? Bob, you're the guru on all of this.
No, I'm actually the worst on this. You were joking. Yeah, I am horrible when it comes to gear. I was always, whatever I was given, I would make work. Have you done any testing lately or had any products sent here?
Not lately, but I mean, you're a partner with, affiliated with Cry, I would say if you've got the money, you can't really do any better than that.
Yeah, Cry is what we used. It's been so long since I've used them. If you're looking at something simple, I mean, one that I am affiliated with them as well, but because I don't know of other companies, Adi Gear makes a really cool plate carrier that is a grab and go. It's not a full on assault plate carrier. It's more of a, it's a real slimmed down version, which I prefer that, especially as a civilian now. But when it comes to plates, that I'm not very
sure. How much money do you got? I mean,
cause I know just from some of the cops that had them, Paraclete has a new plate out that I was amazed. I grabbed one of their, it was a full-time SWAT guy, and like they were at my class, and they had their kit on the table, and I was just moving it or something, and I picked it up, and I was like, you scammers, you know, because they were wearing kit the whole day, you know. Well, it was so light that I felt like they took the plates out. So I was like, man, you guys are getting over not putting plates in. They're like, no, there's plates in there. And, you know, because from what I'm used to, and we had the best of the best back then, I mean, these things were just feather-like. And I don't know what like which version it was, but they said they were paraclete plates. You know, and they were like level five or whatever the level is to stop, you know, a certain amount of 7.62, shots, you know, per so many inches. I was amazed on how light they were. It was crazy. But there's so many different companies out there making it. I wouldn't be able to be smart on it.
Yeah, I would just say this, guys. If it's sold on Amazon, I would try and avoid it. I mean, right. They got a couple good brands, but this Cry Precision, CRYE Precision, and Oddy Gear is OTTEgear.com. And they make some nice stuff, too.
Here's my question. Let me ask my question, though. This is my question.
What's up?
I never trained with a set of plates on. When I was in the Army, we were so fast, we dodged. We dodged the bullets. We only had LBEs. We had flak jackets, but we didn't even get those issued to us. And so we would not have gone into combat with any sort of plate carrier on. And one of the things that I've been told about plates is, like, when you're in a wooded area where everything isn't wide open, you probably don't need them. And so for that reason, a couple of people I've asked about, well, what kind of plates do I need? They're like, well, do you train with them on all the time? I was like, no. They said, I wouldn't plan on taking any out there then.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to get a plate carrier, you got to train in it.
Yeah.
You're not going to know if it's, you know, like Bob says, if you're going to have a garage sale on the ground by the time you're done.
Yeah.
Unless it's at
my would you?
Yeah, like maybe.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, if you have the opportunity to grab, put it on, absolutely. I mean, they do save lives, but yes, not many situations, especially out concealed wise. You're not going to be like, oh, hold on, let me go to my truck and get my plates when you're probably not going to be in your truck anyhow. So, I mean, most situations you wouldn't be able to put it on, and even home defense, you can have time to go get your plates and put them on and be ready for someone to come in.
No.
But they 100% do work. So if you did have time and it was all hell was breaking loose, absolutely, it would be beneficial to have them. They do work.
They work if you get hit in the plate.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you probably got time for one more, Lee.
Okay. Would you recommend a suppressor on my AR? Is the payoff worth the price and the hassle? Do you allow them in your classes?
Yes, absolutely allow them in my classes. You're asking me for so for noise-wise and not having to shoot next to someone without them. I mean, they're awesome, but assault wise or real world wise, especially in the United States, are they needed? No, absolutely not. Like, what benefit are they giving besides, like, if it's straight up defense and something's going down, like, I don't need to be quiet.
Don't they overgas it though to where it runs faster?
It all depends on what gun you're using, because sometimes the suppressor actually screws up your shot.
Yeah, but AK is not fun to run suppressed. You're eating a lot of gas.
But I have nothing against them. But I mean, like my Iraq days, I never ran suppressed. There was no need. If I'm landing. Because most of it was urban stuff. So if I'm landing on the XOR, which is landing on the building or close to it, like the gig's up. Everyone knows that we're there, right? I don't need to be suppressed in that situation. So for me, just the added weight and the added bulk to having one on wasn't needed.
Have you ever taught a class where everybody's suppressed?
Yeah, I actually have. It was down here, close to Lakewood Ranch, actually. There's like a private 10-acre lot, and he had a range down there, but just to not make the member or his neighbors angry. Everyone in the class was suppressed. It was awesome.
I bet that was. I mean, God, no ear pro.
Pretty much. So, yeah, they are awesome. Everyone should be allowed to get them over the counter.
Yeah.
But when it comes to assault-type fighting and most defense-type shooting, not needed.
I don't want that 6 inches. I don't want that 6 inches on my rifle.
Me neither. It's really just the added weight to it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it too. I mean, my lawnmower came with a muffler. Okay, so I should have one for my rifle over the counter if I want one.
If you want one, absolutely.
I don't care if I ever have one of those things. I've never shot one of those things. I'm probably not going to have to get involved in the NFA later on this month when they do the whole pistol brace thing, but I don't even know if they're going to do that. And if they don't, I'm not going to SBR it, but I may have to, if I get into that, I might think about it. But the one gun that I would have that everybody says should be suppressed is my 300 Blackout, and I'm not doing it. So before we run out of time.
You're looking at a year to 18 months.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Listen, Lee, of course, you can catch Lee online. He is a writer. He goes out and he finds stories. He's like Batman. He goes out and he finds where there's something going on and he brings it to your attention because outrage happens all over the place. ArmedAmericanNews.com, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and GunWriter.substack.com. GamutResolutions.com, that's where you can find out how to get with Bob Keller. He's not going to teach you how to kill people pretty, but it's going to be damned effective. Plus, you do get a T-shirt, but you get no certificates when you get there. Just get a T-shirt. So. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
See you, fellas.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.